Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
In today's world, Tommy,
it's a crazy world out there, Pat.
We got to make a choice every single day. How much privacy you are willing to give up in exchange for your safety and convenience. Cell phone ring cameras, we're used to those now.
Sure, what else?
But the grocery store, that would be new. And it has some people asking questions why Wegmans would have plans for something like this.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF, story in the DNC last week.
Well, what'd I say?
Wegmans has launched a facial recognition pilot program.
I kind of thought they already had this.
So people were guessing. Apparently they do not.
Oh.
But this facial recognition pilot program was launched at one of its New York City locations. So right now, they're just testing it on employees who gave permission to be part of the program.
All right.
To see if it works the way they want it to.
Mm-hmm.
And here's how it works.
What's that?
Camera takes a picture of your face walking through the door, and it enters that face, your face, into a database.
Face bank.
And that pic can be used to identify you every time you walk through the door. It keeps a file on whatever the company using it wants to.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a potential for this.
Yeah.
The most logical reason for Wegmans to want to do this...
Well, first of all, getting ripped off.
You got to shoplift.
And then also how you shop,
okay,
what you're
so
buying.
Let's start with the shoplifters. Right. We'll get into that in a second. So, you know, they want to keep shoplifters who have been caught out after the first time they've been shoplifting. But there are other concerns, which you kind of touched on here, we'll get to in a second. Now, Wegman says this pilot program in New York City with these identification cameras is only going to last 60 days. And they say they're doing it to keep stores safe, but they don't really get into other than shoplifting.
What they're going to do with the information.
Yes.
They're going to ascertain from your mug.
Who taught you ascertain?
Yeah, it was the word of the day yesterday in my dictionary thing.
By the way, they say all the info collected in this pilot program will be deleted after a 60-day experiment. All right. Phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Tommy, are you cool shopping at a grocery store that wants to save your face?
So, yes, because I already thought they were doing it.
Yeah.
Because
no, I'm with them. I thought we talked about it.
No, we had people call and go, you know what I heard? It was never confirmed.
But I will say this. So, like, you know when you use, like, the checkout yourself?
Yeah, self-checkout.
So you can look up.
Yeah. You know what you used to check out yourself?
Yeah, what you call it?
Well, you can't check out yourself.
Get in that checkout yourself.
Self-scanning thing.
Yes.
So you're already, if you look up, you're on a screen.
Right.
You can look at yourself while you're doing it.
Well, there's a difference between surveillance camera and artificial intelligence.
No, but that was never there before. So I'm figuring, like, it's me standing right there, not me walking in. It's almost like my portrait's right there. So I figured that's what they were doing with that then anyway. They already know what I look like. So, they know, you know, it's all time stamped, I'm sure.
But
we need better lighting because nobody ever looks. It's never a flattering image of yourself on those cameras.
I look really good in the Target ones.
Really?
I
always look up and like, oh, God.
So I always figured they were doing it anyway. So, yes, I'm comfortable with it. And by the way, it's the future. I think this is how you're going to pay.
Okay. Kimmy.
Eventually, you will not pay with anything but your face.
Oh, bro, I'm paying for your face every day, man. Kimmy, are you cool with the grocery store that wants to save your face?
Yeah, at this point, I don't care. Okay. If they wanted to grab what I look like, they have me on every angle of every camera in that
store. They still can't find a good one.
No, I know what you're saying.
No, just to be clear, just so everybody understands, it's not about them saving your picture. It's about them being able to identify you as a person every time you walk through the door. So it's not like, oh, we may have a picture of this woman to like show you. Yeah. They will be able to save data based on your face.
And you have no control over it.
Yes, they can do what they want with it. Yeah. And I mean, because I'm sure there will be fine print somewhere that says once you enter the store, it is what it is.
Your face.
We own
grand.
You.
So, in both of your heads, then, the potential benefits of the program outweigh the loss of privacy?
Yeah, I think so.
And that's understandable because we make those decisions every day, right? The convenience and safety of your cell phone, you exchange a ton of privacy to have that. Same with surveillance cameras, the technology in your car, where you work.
Mm-hmm.
And we're used to saying this doesn't affect me negatively, so what's the big deal? But there are ways.
What's the blowback?
This could eventually negatively affect you, and you touched on it. Would you like to repeat the sentence you brought up a second
ago? What's the blowback?
Well, other than stopping shoplifting,
there's
a story on a website called newyork.eater.com, and no, it's not a picture of Tommy's mom. The website asked an interesting question.
What?
Could Wegmans, if they were to use these facial recognition cameras, eventually use them for dynamic pricing?
So when you say dynamic pricing,
that would be prices that change based on hours in the day, how crowded the stores are, or simply who is purchasing the product.
Because they know what I'll pay for it?
You got it.
How would that work, though?
So if Wegmans knows, based on how you've shopped in the past, that you are willing to spend more, in theory, they could charge you more for that product. And before you say that's crazy, it already happens online. If you go to search for, let's use a flight, for example, there's a reason why. They tell you to, what is it, delete your cookies?
Okay.
Because it saves how many searches you've been doing, where you're trying to go, and it will raise the price based on money you've spent in the past.
But I don't see how Wegmans could pull that off when I walk in and see a price for something on a shelf.
Well, that's if...
Or if I see it on a produce rack, that's the price. How would they change it on me?
How do you know there's going to be a price tag forever? You just said we're paying with our face. If I'm using an app to just boop and put stuff in my cart, which is actually the future...
Nobody's going to buy anything unless they know the price of it.
Yeah, I could...
I don't think of... That sounds like a load of crap.
I find it weird.
That's a scare tactic You weirdos.
Oh, look, I don't know how to feel about this, to be honest with you. I don't really have a hard take.
I don't think they could pull that off.
I just find it funny how you go, I'm going to pay with my face a second ago, and the idea of dynamic pricing, because now you're scared. No.
It doesn't matter. It's not practical. It's not practical. They can't institute it because why would you buy something not knowing the price? That's your theory.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to walk in and go, I don't know what this thing costs. I'll find out when I get to the register. Who shops like that? Nobody.
So people buy things ahead of time, right?
I'm talking about somebody in the store shopping.
Hear me out.
I'm gonna shop in a store.
Hear
Let's just
out.
Stick to my story for a minute.
Okay, go ahead.
I got a can of corn.
Sure.
It's 50 cents.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason they're gonna charge me 75. How would that work?
Kimmy, have you ever done grocery delivery before?
No.
You haven't. All right. So there are families that do it now.
Yeah, but you also get whacked on that anyway. You're paying a fee.
Understood.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying is, if they have my name
along
with my face and my information, like Amazon, like these airline places, if I'm not purchasing it in person, one, they could absolutely do
that. Okay, I'll give you that.
And two.
But they can't do it in store.
Two, as soon as physical price tags go away, this is capable. I'm telling you, man, you are giving people way too much credit to say, oh, I'm not going to grab that can of corn if I don't know what the price is, because I can hold my phone up to it and it'll show me what the price is depending on who I am. Okay.
And if it's too high, you're not going to buy it. That's the other thing.
Wegmans would never do that to me.
Of course not. They're good people.
Wait, if the price is too high, you won't buy it?
Right.
Because there are other grocery stores that have lower prices.
Mm-hmm.
You don't shop there. You shop at Wegmans.
Yes, but...
And you have said in the past that it doesn't matter how high the prices get, you are loyal to Wegmans.
Yes.
So what were you saying? Sucker!
I don't know. Yeah.
I'm spitting on myself. I'm so sorry. I suckered you so hard,
man. It's so funny because, like, I feel like your loyalty to Wegmans is so strong that you're like, no, Wegmans would never do that.
He was in panic mode.
It's very rare that, like, you're that passionate
because they're so nice to me. Not like here.
No, that's not going to happen. No, I'm going to go in store and it's not going to happen to me.
And I will give them my face.
Okay. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Now, as I recap this here, again, we're talking about Wegmans. They're doing a pilot program in New York City where they're using facial recognition technology that can save people's faces and information for the next 60 days. They're only using employees that gave permission, but this is something, if it works, that they could roll out in all of their stores, right? And they say they're doing it for security, but there's a whole bunch of other uses that other stores have used it for that are a little bit scary. All of this being said, other than the security part of it, it's just speculation.
Yeah.
But we know that stores are capable of doing these things. It's just so weird to me.
Right.
No. I mean, they've done things a little bit shady in the past sometimes, but they wouldn't do it again.
They're not a shady operation.
Really?
Yeah.
What's the owner worth?
Oh. Billions.
No, give me a number.
I don't know.
You don't know, do you?
Well, it's just because they're a private company.
There's private companies that where the guy who owns the company will tell you what their net worth are.
Yeah, well, you know what? Danny Wegman does like to show off his money.
No?
He likes to keep it nice and quiet.
I forget. What does he drive?
A standard Italian sports car.
And those shirts that he wears that are,
very low-key.
Subdued. 252-WCMF. Let's talk to Frank. Hey, Frankie, how are you, buddy?
What's going on, guys? How are you?
Good, man.
Frank.
Oh, my God. I'm having a good laugh here thinking about when we were kids and we didn't have any money, but we wanted to buy something and our parents would say, what are you going to do, buy it with your good looks? I think that files right in line with using face recognition. What goes around comes around. They predicted the future here.
Man, well, here's the problem. If we're buying with your good looks, Tommy has been disqualified from this program.
Hey, listen, at least I agreed with the guy. I think that most of the time I'm like, Tommy's off the deep end, but you know what? I think he's on to something.
Well, you kind of already do. I mean, you kind of already do this. If you have Apple Pay on your phone.
You do it with your phone.
You can open it up with your face and then touch a thing. Frankie, let me ask you this. As we have this discussion and you hear all the pluses and negatives of a potential AI camera program, would you be comfortable shopping at a grocery store that wants to save your face?
You know, at the end of the day, I'm not in favor of having so much electronics, you know, and running our lives, but at the end of the day, we can't stop it. So if it does make my life maybe some sort of convenient with having three kids, shopping on the fly all the time, you know how it is, same as your boat.
Sure.
Is like, where if I came in and it was like, boom, hey, Frank's at the store. It's a Tuesday. He always buys ice cream and cookies and whatever else.
This is Fat Frank.
You're having yourself a Tuesday, Frank.
That's a Fat Frank.
He's got three kids. Let him be, man.
Well, that was last night, actually. I had to change out of my Bill's underwear to go to the Wegmans at freaking 8:30 at night with the oldest daughter because we had to get cookies and cream. But
okay,
I'm like,
I get it.
I could have shot him a screenshot.
So you're in with it, Frankie. You're cool with it.
Everybody's in.
I am. And right. I mean, listen, you already go to the airport, don't you?
You do, but there's not a competing airport I could go to that doesn't have TSA. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I mean, Wegmans is the most dominant thing anyways, and if there's something that was wholesome and hometown to us that we feel like they're family being diehards, you know, I worked there when I was 13.
Sure, I did too.
I feel comfortable, you know. I don't know. I guess it's the way of the future. I don't like it so much. I'm a little on the older school side, but I mean, we do this every day with our phones and everything else. But I mean, what happens when it's a day you put too much makeup on and it doesn't recognize you?
Kimmy doesn't have that problem.
Frankie, I got to take some more calls, but thank you for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. It is funny something he said.
What's that?
Because we do have a bond with Wegmans, right? Yeah. Like, it's your birthright in Rochester to eventually work at Wegmans for a little while.
Mm. Like, and Wegmans becomes like your second home.
Exactly. Yeah. And we look at them as a local company, and they are, right? But like, you know, not a lot of mom and pop places want to save your face. You know what I mean? Like, I trust them with my information and my face. Welcome to Frank's General Store. Stand right there while I save your face. Let's talk to Albert. Hey, Albert, how are you, buddy?
Good morning. How y'all doing today?
Good, man. Buddy. What do you got?
Well, I guess I didn't hear all of Frankie's call, but I think I kind of agree with him about how I'm not 100% comfortable with it, but it is the way of the future. It's coming, and we got to kind of deal with it. But what I was calling to talk about was, like, I've done shopping before, and I know a lot of people who shop and don't really look at prices. They just get it because they need it.
Tommy, you know, is that guy. Yeah, Tommy does not look at a single price tag. But go on, Albert.
Uh-huh. And then, I think you guys were making a point about shopping online, like Amazon and stuff like that. So I've been on Amazon with one of my siblings, with one of my sisters, and we were looking at a gift for one of their kids or something like that. And the price that I was looking at was more than the price that they were looking at. And we were looking at the exact same item by the exact same seller, same product and everything. And I was like, why are there two different prices? You know, I couldn't figure it out. Now I know why. I never heard of dynamic pricing, but I guess that's a thing too.
Yeah, but write it down. It's the only smart thing we're ever going to tell you.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, buddy. I appreciate it. And, you know, maybe you can't personalize it with these AI things, right? Like, we know who comes through. But, Tommy, let's say that they can identify when guys like you and I, if we are looking for specific items, what hours and time and day they come in.
Yeah.
Well, they can raise the price that day.
What?
I mean, look, we talked about Wendy's. They were toying with the idea, at least according to reports, of raising the prices of their food for both the lunch and dinner rushes.
Okay.
Remember? A digital board where the price would change, and they got so much blowback from it.
Because they got caught.
They backed off of it. And I also love the argument here. Of, you know, it's just a matter of time before it comes. No, look, if you're comfortable exchanging this, I understand.
Well, the future's coming, baby, whether you like it or not.
No, but it doesn't have to, because there will be places that don't do this. There will be places that can't afford to do this. And if you decided this is a bridge too far for you, and if enough people did, and we said, okay, we're going to start shopping at those places, and this is the reason why, it wouldn't happen.
That logic only works for a little while. Because eventually everybody will have to do this to stay in business, and they'll make it affordable for the mom and pops to do this too. Because now Apple Pay is everywhere now where little stores couldn't afford it before. Okay. Now everybody does Apple Pay because they figured how to do it so Apple could get all the money.
So you're telling me Frank from Frank's General Store is going to save my face?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Frankie's going to have your face, baby. And God knows what little Frankie's going to do with it at night when you ain't looking.
Let's take one more call. 252-WCMF. Again, Wegmans has started a facial recognition pilot program in one of their stores in New York City. They're trying it with employees that have volunteered. Ooh. And long story short, when you walk through...
I like employees. Want to keep your job? Come over here.
No, wait. You just told me that Wegmans would never do anything like
that. No. Yeah, absolutely.
You walk through the front door, they take a picture of your face, it saves it, it can save data, and Wegmans says they need it for security. Again, this is just a pilot program. No word on whether or not they're going to do it, but there are several concerns. Let's talk to Brandon. He's got the last word. Brandon, what's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. I just wanted to prove Duffy's point. They can do this right now, today.
Ooh.
Two examples. Aldi and Kohl's have the price that changes automatically, right?
Yep.
Have you seen those screens?
The digital so you price walk up tag. To
it. I thought Aldi's was cheap.
It detects. It detects Tommy's phone with NFC technology, and it gives you the price right there.
So what's interesting about that is I thought about that, but I didn't want to bring that up as an argument, because, Brandon, what if you have two people with different profiles standing next to it at the same time?
Yeah, my wife and I go to Aldi's together.
Well, AI will make that decision. It'll take the
Ooh,
price
that's going to decide for you. Okay, go ahead, Brandon. I'm sorry. Keep going.
No, I'm saying AI will do it.
Gotcha. Okay.
AI will pick the person who's willing to pay more.
Who's dumb now, you dumber man?
Well, that's another reason I don't go to Aldi's.
No, I think you missed the point.
I got you.
Yeah, it exists today.
All right, so Brandon, with that being said, would you be comfortable going to a grocery store that has this technology?
Yes, if it was convenience.
Okay, so you're willing to sacrifice even the higher prices potentially for the convenience of it.
If I can get in and out of the store and not get my ID checked, like if you do self-checkout, that's great. But if you're trying to buy a pack of Jenny, you got to wait for someone to come over and check your ID and all that crap. If I can get in and out, yeah.
All right.
Otherwise, I'll go to public market.
Brandon, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
He's going to the public market.
I'm telling you, man, you can save a fortune buying groceries at the public market.
But you've got to schlub and schlep.
You mean like to a place where they are selling
outside,
everything?
Outside, it's freezing ass cold.
Well, you go in the summer.
Here's my basket of fruit.
Yeah.
Thank you, kind sir.
Why would you not?
I'm going to take my fruit home and feed my family.
Do you not?
Because it's the 1930s.
Do you not want to support local farmers?
I want to support. Wegmans buys
with
from local farms.
No middleman.
Oh, there's a middleman. You don't think they pay a markup to have those stalls there?
Yeah, they're $50. Okay, I'm
not going to. Yeah. That fried bologna don't pay for itself.
A lot of the
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday Mega Deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Big companies we give money to, the only reason their stuff is so expensive is because all of the money they spend advertising back to us. Yeah. So using that logic, going with this would be a slam dunk. The only problem is, all you get here is a phone number.
What do you mean?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. We'll jump right into it. Do you guys use internet in your house?
I mean, well, yeah.
Okay. So, if I'm not mistaken, in our area, Spectrum and Greenlight are the only two internet
options.
Those are
the big ones.
Yeah, okay. Greenlight, not even everywhere yet.
That's the Golisano line.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I have some good news.
What's the good news?
Well, there could be a new Wi-Fi option for folks out
there. So, there'll be a third party.
I'm driving down West Henrietta Road a few days ago, and I'm at the intersection at Calkins, where 13 Wham Studios are.
Yeah.
And as I'm sitting at the red light, there's a sign. It's in the yard just outside of 13 Wham.
Yeah.
And it's a white lawn sign. And it's handwritten in Sharpie marker.
Okay.
And what's it say?
It says, new internet, and it's got a phone number written underneath.
So you just call up, hello, sir, I'd like me some internet.
You call up the handwritten sign.
Okay. And you somebody that doesn't own a printer, obviously.
You get new internet. Now, we can only assume here, this is someone trying to sell you home internet with a handwritten sign on a white background in Sharpie. But there isn't the name of a company.
Nope,
there isn't a website or a Facebook page I can go to. This person, whoever put that there, thinks the phone number is enough to get people to make a move.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you a question.
What?
Home internet's expensive. We all know that.
Mm-hmm.
Would either of you make that call just based on the sign? No?
Oh, just because you want to hear what they have to pitch you?
Well, I mean, look. I mean, internet is expensive.
Yeah.
Let's say you...
It's probably jive-ass crap internet.
Well, yeah, but that's the name of the company, but it doesn't mean it's bad.
Yeah,
so who is he running a wire to my house?
And if it's too cheap, I'm automatically suspicious.
You know, it sucks. Anything cheap like that's going to suck.
Or they're stealing all of your information.
Yeah. No. I mean, look, there are people that figure things out. I mean, like, you know, America.
Yeah, they're called billionaires and they own rockets.
I'll let some other people catch on to this first, and then I'll see how it goes.
By the way, that guy's never figured anything out. He just keeps buying things that other people invent.
But it works.
No, but the point I'm making is, like, you know, the most famous business owners of all time started with an idea and they undercut their competition.
Okay.
Right?
But usually they're not as hokey as a homemade sign on West Henrietta Road.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
Right.
What if 252-WCMF 252-9263, you see this sign, new internet, written in Sharpie with a phone number on the side of the road, and you heard from a friend that, oh yeah, I actually went with them, and I get home internet for half of what I was paying per month. Would you give them a call?
So word of mouth advertising.
You got it. But based solely on the sign, you bring up the sign, the stupid thing that I saw. No, I called the number, and I'm paying half for my internet every month.
I mean, maybe something like that, but I don't know.
So you would, okay.
But then I got to, plus the other thing, I hate switching crap in general because it's such a pain in the ass.
Okay.
Like every time my wife goes, you know.
Like if that means somebody has to come to your house and do something.
Or we got to go someplace or we got to turn some crap in or I got to unplug this and watch this video. I don't want to do any of that. Like
such a sucker.
No, I'm kind of with him. Like I will pay more just to keep what I got going on.
Because my wife likes to change. Like she'll see a deal. Let's get a new cell phone.
Okay.
Well, we got to go together.
Got to change your number.
We got to sit there. It's an hour and a half.
I love
that. And then it's too much.
Everyone bitches about how expensive everything is. And then both of you go, yeah, well, I don't want to change things.
I don't.
I know the prices come down. Oh, I pay it more. I'm just lazy.
Well, and I also just assume because I've been burned when I change stuff, like thinking it's going to be cheaper. And then eventually, like, that becomes just as expensive.
Yeah.
So,
maybe
you save for a short period of time, but I don't know how much in the long run.
They jerk you, then they jack you, man. It's crazy.
They do the old jerk and jack?
Bro. They jerking and a jacking.
Jacking and a jerking. So what's strange about this Wi-Fi sign with the phone number on it, handwritten in Sharpie marker in front of the 13-way studios that says new internet? It's not a unique phenomenon. Because every once in a while, you'll see lawn signs for cell phone deals, home insurance of companies you've never heard for. There were a few people for years, and you remember this, Tommy, that would drive around with big square magnets on their cars that said, like, ask me about cheap satellite TV.
Yeah, yeah.
They had big buttons, like when you'd walk into, like, the grocery store. Mm-hmm. I've always wondered, did anyone actually ask those people about cheap satellite TV?
I'm sure they did, but where are they now?
252 WCMF.
They're dead.
Has anyone ever used any of those products? Because the fact is, low-end advertising doesn't necessarily mean low-end product, and we have examples of it.
All right, give me a low-end.
You got to start somewhere.
Yes. You brought up word-of-mouth advertising. Mm. There are two very, very successful businesses that got their start that way.
All right.
We talked about all these in the last break, the grocery store. They are no frills. They have what they have.
Yeah, they're base.
They don't really advertise, and they don't use celebrity endorsements. They started their grocery store on word-of-mouth advertising, but their stuff is really good. Some of their products, as Kimmy knows, has a cult following.
Oh, yeah.
And because of that, they charge less for their products. And Kimmy, you shop there.
Yeah.
There's a company that women Kimmy's age and younger would know called Lush. You know Lush, right, Kimmy?
Lush?
No.
Okay.
Like a drunk?
It's a cosmetics retailer.
Right.
I believe there's one in Eastview.
Are they still around?
I think so.
Oh.
Whether or not, yeah, they are because they just did some big thing a couple of weeks ago.
I just thought other ones overtook that one.
Okay, you look. Know
what I mean? But here's the thing. Those things you're talking about, I can actually put my hands on.
Sure.
The internet, I can't.
You're right. But Aldi's and this company, Lush. Lush especially relies solely on word-of-mouth advertising. In fact, last year, Lush completely shut down all of their social media accounts.
Why?
Because they were getting such good reviews from the people just going into their stores, they didn't find it necessary.
Oh. Just with those hand-painted signs by Channel 13?
I guess. I mean, I don't know.
Grab the Lush, you Lush.
I'm dying to know who this person is, and I want to know if anybody has even placed a phone call, let alone paid them for this.
Because I can't imagine what that phone call would go like. Because he just sounds so slipshod.
How do I know what to listen for? Where I don't, I'm like, how can they convince me this isn't a scam?
Like, what do I do with my equipment? What equipment do I have to get from you?
Okay, I mean, I'm sure they're going to explain it to you.
How are you running a line to my house to get internet?
I mean, it's all of these.
Hey, if you have internet, why aren't you advertising like on social media?
Because they're a startup.
I can remember for a while
better
when there
was a handwritten sign, though.
But there's like things I could never wrap my head around, because I remember for a while they wanted you to, instead of going with RG&E, you could pick your power provider.
Yes, yeah.
I never understood how that worked, because like, who am I buying this from? If RG&E put all this equipment here, how are you putting in your equipment, or do I pay you?
Well, how does Fairport get their stuff?
So they had their own power company.
I understand, but do they use the, I mean, does RG&E and Fairport use that? That's what I mean.
I know, but they didn't explain it that way. They just say like, hey, RG&E, well, you could pick this guy, or that guy.
Understood.
I'm like, man, I'm not switching all that crap out. Because to Kimmy's point, next thing you know, man, I'm getting brownouts and I got to light candles.
Isn't a brownout normal for you on a Saturday night?
I've had a few brownouts, yeah, man. They're not fun. You know, they hurt.
I guess I could see exploring.
I was talking alcohol.
No, but I'm walking around, bumping into things.
I guess
for some reason my rectum sore.
For God's sakes, man!
That's what I said when I sat down.
What can we even say?
I don't know.
It's like a cherry lifesaver down there.
But it's brown.
Not that part.
Would you eat a brown lifesaver?
Not again.
Just kidding. What were you saying?
I could see exploring an unknown option like this, if you were just really, really unhappy with your service, and maybe you've switched around a couple things and nothing's ever really worked for you.
But
like,
that's desperation.
That's busted. The reason I guess I would look into it. Not so much because I think it's cheaper, but maybe I'm just done with whatever I have going on. It's not working. I need to try the next option.
All right, 252 WCMF. I'm driving home the other day, Calkins Road and West Henrietta Road. There was a stoplight. It's out in front of 13 Wham, and out in front of the 13 Wham Studios on like the, what is the proper word of the grass between the road and the sidewalk?
The easement.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to go with Garrison.
No, that's a garage.
The garage.
That's a European garage.
It's a sign. It is just a white board in Sharpie marker.
Yeah.
It says Wi-Fi. I'm sorry, I wrote down what it said, but it had a phone number underneath it. There was no frills, no nothing. Handwritten inside, it said, new internet. I'm sorry, new internet.
But no pricing, nothing.
Nothing at all. No website, no Facebook page, just a phone number,
call
new internet.
Call this guy.
Do you just not trust people you know trying to sell you on anything?
Wait, well, you don't trust people you know?
Well, okay, like, multi-level marketing culture has ruined any friend that reaches out to you with a way to save money. Because, like, look, again, people that have started businesses have started these businesses pitching to friends.
Yeah.
Right? I would imagine that Microsoft, when it started in that garage building stuff, they were selling it to people they know. But we're at the point now where if a friend reaches out to you with a, hey, I can do this for you cheaper, hey, I got an opportunity, you always assume that's some kind of scam, right?
Yeah, usually. Unless they can show me the results.
Oh, no, I got a presentation if you'd sit down.
Oh, I'd love to.
My dad was really good at this because he's got phone cards he's looking to sell you.
So he was doing that multi-level long-distance service?
Yes. So if you tune into this week's episode of Let's Go Duffalo on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast, you will hear the story of how my father fell for two separate pyramid schemes in the 1990s.
But the 90s was full of that stuff.
But it got all you suckers. Yes, how many of those pitches did you have to sit through with all your buddies?
Bro, how about when you worked with people that were doing it? It was horrible. From Amway on up.
So that's got to be why we don't trust any of this stuff. Yeah. I mean, other than the slipshod whiteboard Sharpie new internet. Look at this new, not like the old internet. 252-WC-MAP. We'll take one call before we move on here. Let's talk to Johnny. Hey, Johnny, how are you, buddy?
What if this guy's the next Tom Golisano of Rochester? Didn't Tom start with a cardboard sign that said paychecks? You gotta crap on this guy. You never know.
Valid point, Johnny.
Are you gonna invest with him?
Hell no. But I don't even know how to get a hold of him.
I don't even know how Tom Golisano got started
with a cardboard sign that said paychecks.
With a cardboard sign.
He didn't start with no cardboard sign.
Bro, he stood on the inner loop. Cars driving by with
a
big
dress as the Statue of Liberty, spinning a sign.
All right, Johnny, I'll ask you this. Would you call this number to see if the internet is
call
cheaper?
Up.
Not a chance.
Okay. Why?
Question.
Never know. Never know, but I don't want to get involved.
Are you listening for a young voice on the other end or an old guy voice?
Ooh, definitely young. Yeah.
Right, so you want to
give me some like RIT student trying to start this.
So Johnny gets ripped off by a 15-year-old kid.
Yeah, I'm going to invest in this company. Send me the guy's number. I'll call him right now.
You got it. I'm on it, Johnny. Thanks
I'm
for
in
the
an
call.
Investment right. company. He's calling a radio station at 9 o'clock in the morning. How's it going?
That's why, because he's invested so well. He's got time, baby. He's just working the markets. You know, maybe this shows that some of us are becoming more self-aware.
Oh.
But it doesn't mean that people aren't lying in this thing, because I'm positive that one man will think he is this behind the wheel of a car, despite the fact that over the last 3 weeks, we may have discovered different.
Well, come on, man. It was such a low ticket.
You're hanging out at the break room. It's just Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. A new study shows only 6 in 10 Americans say they are responsible and obedient drivers. Kimmy, it's surprising that the number's that low based on this was just a self-reported study, because I would have thought that everybody thinks they're...
Yeah, but maybe they think they're a good driver because sometimes they break the rules.
Okay. Like, that being said, despite the fact that 40% of Americans have, at least a piece of them are now self-aware, there's no way that 60% of Americans are responsible and obedient drivers.
Well, they follow the rules.
That would be obedient.
It could also just be people willing to admit that they don't, you know, do the speed limit. They speed sometimes. That doesn't necessarily mean they don't think they're a good driver.
Well, that wouldn't be obedient though, because you're not doing the speed limit.
But I'm saying that's why if people can admit to themselves that they speed, then they wouldn't consider themselves an obedient driver.
Okay, I'm still going to say 60% when you look at the actual
number.
It's way higher than it actually is. And I'll give you an example. Tommy, are you a responsible and obedient driver?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I follow the rules, Patrick.
You've gotten three tickets.
I don't make exceptions.
You've gotten three tickets in the last 3 weeks.
Okay, but that was a scamola entrapment.
Not a scam. For those who don't know,
witch hunt.
Tommy, in 3 weeks, has gotten three construction camera speeding tickets.
Which means I am done with the interstate system in this country.
Again, you boycotting it only helps the interstate system because it's less wear and tear and less traffic. I don't know who you think that is going to notice and be like, we got to fix this, not a problem.
I love how he thinks there's never going to be construction on his new way home.
This is awesome.
So the only time I shirk the laws is overnight.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I forgot. You roll through red lights, too.
No, it's called after hours rules, and I look around. There's nobody around. Okay. I roll through stop sites and traffic signs. But I look around.
So just to be clear, the only time you, as you quote, shirk the law is overnight, except when you break the law as caught by camera and sent to your house three times in the last 3 weeks.
I will always stand behind my driving record.
Okay, yes.
I've been driving since I was 15
and
only 7 fatalities.
Okay, so you are not, based on the definition, a responsible and obedient driver.
But
you're sitting here arguing
good.
You are. No, that's not the response.
How many hatchbacks have I blown out in my lifetime? I'll tell you. 3.
He did it again.
3 hatchbacks.
These are 3 fingers.
Oh, yeah,
these,
they are.
These, not these.
Oh, yeah, they 3 really nice fingers.
Those are, again, still 5. Yeah, still 5 fingers you're showing everybody. 252-WCMF. All right, so if we hear Tommy Mulay arguing he is a legitimate, responsible, and obedient driver despite everything
we know. But I'm a good guy on the road.
I'm not saying you're not a good guy.
I wave people in.
Because, look, I mean, I will admit that I'm not an obedient driver. I think I'm responsible, but I do go over the speed limit every once in a while.
It's almost impossible not to.
But that makes me not obedient.
All right, so you'd have to be like Christ on a cross perfect.
Yes, responsible and obedient.
That's 0 people.
Do you consider yourself a responsible and obedient human?
I think I'm pretty good.
In life?
Yes. I think in life I'm a good person.
Really?
I'm going to heaven.
You don't believe in heaven. Yeah. You're agnostic.
Since when?
I'm going as Christian Dance Plus One.
Okay. Good luck on that.
No, I think I'm a good person.
Okay.
But what have I done bad to anybody?
All right, let's put aside the fact that you aren't actually a good person. We're not even talking about
because I say mean things.
No, I mean, look, we've only got till 10 o'clock. I don't have the time to go through the list of reasons why you're not a good person. But I'm not even saying good. I'm saying responsible and obedient. You're also not that.
No, you do break the rules.
All the time.
You cut corners.
Me, but what do you mean, like in life in general?
Everything. Every aspect of your life, you are not responsible, nor are you obedient.
I think I'm good now.
Is there a job that you've had that you didn't steal something?
I don't think I've stolen anything from this place.
Shut up.
What have I stolen from here?
As soon as I got here, that's when I decided to change my ways. In the most wide open, everyone does stuff illegal business in America.
I never did coke.
Okay.
But that wasn't around when I started.
You were getting drunk on the show on a regular basis.
Yeah, but the bosses were cool with that.
No, they weren't, actually.
They didn't fire me.
Oh, yeah, because they didn't know you were doing it. You were hiding booze
in
a closet.
We have rules today. We have, like, Tommy rules today.
Like what?
Rules implemented because you worked here for decades.
The FCC changed the rules about being allowed to be drunk on air while you were doing that.
Okay, I've only
the
been...
The Federal Communications.
What a coincidence.
All right, so I've been 31 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I've only been sued 3 times.
Okay.
And I haven't been sued recently in a decade. That's a decade of no suing.
By the way, I'd knock on wood if I were you, man. You don't want to jinx
anything.
Who's
suing my ass now?
Bro, what Kimmy's got to deal with on a daily basis?
Don't say anything,
that's what
man.
I'm saying. Shut up.
You know why people get in trouble? Because
that?
A big mouth goody two-shoes like you, they got to point things out.
But I'm admitting I'm not a goody two-shoes.
No, you do, though, because like, you go, even I occasionally had to go to the speed limit. You know, I have to get my daughter to the car. I had to put my
nap. That's different than being responsible and obedient.
No, but
I
you
admit.
Brag about how angelic you think you are.
Really? Hey, what?
And no angel would look like you.
Oh, no? Man, that's got to be really annoying, huh? Tell me about your grandson. Oh, my God. We go to the park together now, and I took him to playtime, and I got him all these cool
shoes. Really cool.
Go down
the slide.
I got a mega plane, bro.
Wow.
And a Hess truck.
Wow, a Hess truck. So you're going to give it to him in 1993?
All right. It's cool. He don't know.
No, I hear a lot of young kids get really excited about
Grandpa,
a truck.
What's Hess?
For a company that doesn't exist anymore. Hey, you're going to get him a TWA plane, too?
They make those?
No. Nope.
I would want one of those.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, it's retro. You guys are all retro.
It's retro.
It's retro. It's retro. Like your stupid beard.
Yeah, it's retro.
Hey, look at me. I'm a lumberjack driving a Honda.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday Mega Deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.